WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I talked about the ceiling height or the height of a broken or overcast deck of clouds. So how do we go about measuring that? It's done generally with a laser beam that is part of a solometer. A solometer is a device that uses a laser or other light source to determine the height of a cloud base. Solometers can also be used to measure the aerosol concentration within the atmosphere and provide measurements on visibility. Solometers are relatively simple devices. A vertically pointing laser is the primary element of a laser solometer with a receiver in the same location. It determines the height by measuring the time required for a pulse of light to be scattered back from aerosols within the atmosphere. The size of particles measured are similar in size to the wavelength of the laser. Since the laser can pick up any particle in the air, it is possible to get false readings. And all of this is based on the theory surrounding the scattering of light, which becomes quite complicated quite fast. Automated airport weather stations use the technology of laser beam solometers to detect the amount and height of clouds. Because of the limited coverage area, that is, the laser can only detect clouds directly overhead, the system calculates a time average cloud cover and ceiling, which is reported to external users. To compensate for the danger of rapidly changing sky cover, the averaging is weighted toward the first 10 minutes of the 30-minute averaging period. The solometer can measure clouds up to 12,000 feet. Clouds above that height are not detectable by automated stations, at least at present. Similar technology, using a xenon light, is applied to measuring the horizontal visibility using a forward scattered sensor that determines local air clarity and translates that into the prevailing visibility. Lots and lots of technology is applied daily to provide us weather geeks with those all-important weather observations. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.